This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to St. John chapter 16. St. John chapter 16, and when you get here, get there, say amen. Oh, boy, blessed in the city and fired me up this morning. Late in the midnight hour. I was going to turn it around. It's going to work in your favor. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, John chapter 16. Amen. In John chapter 16, I want to start right where we started last week. And this is a part two of a message we did last week. But if you were not here, don't worry about it, because you will... way I teach you will catch up like right away. Amen. In John chapter 16, verse 13, this is Jesus talking. He says, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit is already here? He says, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit is already in his position to guide us? He will guide us into all truth. And then Jesus says, for he shall not speak of himself. That's a key statement there. Now, we know the Bible is key all the way through. But that's a key statement. When the Holy Spirit speaks, Jesus said, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he should hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, says Jesus, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Put your name right there where it says you. And then the Bible says in verse 15, it says, all things that the Father hath are mine. This is Jesus talking. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine. This is Jesus talking. I know you all know that, but I want to put some emphasis on it. He shall take of mine and show it unto who? You. Put your name there where it says you. I want you to turn back one page to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John 14. John 14. Very familiar scriptures to some of us. The Bible says in verse number 26, the Bible says, talking about the Holy Spirit again, the Bible says, but this Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Somebody say all things. What does all mean? Okay. He shall teach you all things in my name. I'm sorry, he shall teach you all things and do what? Bring all things to your remembrance. And look at what Jesus said he would bring to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Do you all see that? Amen. I put emphasis on some of those verses, those sentences we skip by. Sometimes we drive too fast. Sometimes we need to stop and see what Jesus is saying here. Amen. As I mentioned, this is part two of a message I started last week called the Revealing Spirit. Okay? The Revealing Spirit. And we learn more about the role that the Holy Spirit, our helper, plays in our life to help us to elevate our spiritual growth. You know, for those of you who do not know, our focus for 2022 is elevating our spiritual growth through the Word of God by way of the Holy Spirit, okay? Elevating our spiritual growth by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. Say it any kind of way you want to, but we are elevating our spiritual growth with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God being a big part of it. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And the Holy Spirit plays a major role in helping us to elevate our spiritual growth. We just saw three different things that I talked about how he does it. Number one, he helped us by showing us things to come or things that will happen in our life before they happen. Okay? He shows us that by showing us things to come or things that will happen in our life before they happen. He reminds us of what Jesus said about us, okay? He reminds us of what Jesus said about us. In other words, the Bible said he brings things to our remembrance, and he also reveals the knowledge of God to us. Contrary to unpopular belief, God is not holding any secrets from us. A lot of people try to put God out as saying he works in a secret, mysterious way. I'm here to tell you that that's not scriptural, and I'm going to prove it to you today. Are you all still with me? Amen. So once again, the Holy Spirit helps us by showing us things to come before they come, or showing you things that could happen in your life before they happen. Number two, he brings things that Jesus said about us back to our remembrance. And number three, he reveals the knowledge of God to us. And how many of you know that that is very important to know? And the reason why it's very important for us to know is because there's a verse in 1 Peter 5:8 that Satan, as a roaring lion, goes about seeking whom he may devour. In other words, his motive of operando or operation is to sneak up on us and try to knock us out before we can realize that he's there. And for many Christians, by the time Satan gets to them, they are already down count two of three counts. So y'all still with me this morning? They're already down, and the reason why they are down is because they did not anticipate, or they did not know that he was going to be there when they turned around. In other words, things could be going great for you. Seems like you're getting promoted. You know, things are happening in your life, and all of a sudden, you turn around and bam, he hits you in your face. And the reason why it happens is because we, as Christians, sometimes we do not prepare ourselves for what's to come. Are you all still with me this morning? But listen to this. When we know what's coming, when we know what's going to happen in our life before it happens, we can prepare ourselves for it. So when it happens, we already prepare for whatever Satan throws in our path. You all still with me? When we are reminded what Jesus said about us, when we are reminded of who we are in Christ Jesus, we know when Satan attacks us, now it's time for us to stand strong in the faith fight. Because the Bible says we win the faith fight as long as we fight it. So when we know what's coming, we can get in our faith stance. Are y'all still with me? And prepare ourselves for any attack that Satan brings into our life. Are y'all still with me this morning? When we know what the knowledge of God is, okay, we will know what God's plan is for our life. That way we don't have to try to figure out, what does God want me to do? I wonder what he want me to do. Is he calling me to do this? Is he calling me to do that? And it's really amazing to me that when people talk about what God want me to do, they always limit it to the church building. Don't you know the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof? And we need to take care of the earth, not just the church building. Y'all still with me this morning? But the Holy Spirit will reveal these things to us, because that's one of the reasons why Jesus sent him to lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen? And the way we get to know these things, okay, the way we get to know these things is by spending more time getting to know who the Holy Spirit is. We need to spend more time getting to know our helper, okay? And the way we spend more time by getting to know him is, number one, by through prayer. We need to pray more, okay? We need to study the word more. We need to read the word more. We need to meditate on the word more. Those are three different things. There's a difference between studying and reading. There's a difference between reading and meditating, okay? We need to get into the word more, and we need to fast sometime. We're on a fast right now. For a lot of us, it's on a 40-day partial fast right now. If you all want to join in, you can. Don't cost you nothing. We have the schedule, and also the schedule is on the Facebook, and it's also on our website. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. But we have to spend more time, you know, getting to know him. Because as Christians, we spend time doing other things in the world, but when it comes to getting a closer relationship with God and or the Holy Spirit or Jesus, we neglect it. And because we neglect them, when the Holy Spirit is trying to reveal to us what Satan is trying to do to us, we don't hear him. We don't hear it. Why? Because we are not spiritually focused. Are y'all still with me this morning? In other words, the more we do the things that I just mentioned, prayer, study, get into the word, fast, meditate, the more we do those things, the better we can hear and understand what the Holy Spirit has already revealed to us by the Spirit. Did y'all catch me this morning? Notice what I did not say. Notice I didn't say what he's going to reveal. I said what he has already revealed to us by the Spirit. And the reason why we do not know what those things are is because we are, and many of us are not spiritually focused. And that's why Satan sneaks up on us. We're too naturally focused. Are y'all still with me? When the Holy Spirit speaks to us about Satan's plan, the Holy Spirit can tell you right now, tomorrow at 12 noon, this is what Satan's going to do to you. When you know that, when I know that, I can prepare for it. So when Satan comes, I can do what Jesus said, get thee behind me, for it is written. But if I don't know, if I'm living in this world happy-go-lucky, tiptoeing through the tulips, when Satan comes with that frying pan, he's going to knock me out. Are y'all still with me this morning? Well, Pastor, how does the Holy Spirit know? I mean, how can he know what's going to happen to me? Well, let me tell you why he knows. Like we mentioned last week, the reason why the Holy Spirit knows is because we serve an omniscient God. We serve an all-knowing God. God knows everything. He knows everything. And because we serve an all-knowing God, our all-knowing God reveals it to the Holy Spirit. I mean, all-knowing. He knows everything. There's nothing that Satan can do or have planned that God don't already know about. Are y'all still with me? He's all-knowing. We found out last week, we're not going to go to the scripture for the second time, in Isaiah 46, you all can read it later on, 46, the Bible says God knows the ending before the beginning. I mean, you know, that's amazing to know what's going to happen before it even happens. He knows the ending before the beginning. I mean, Christians, that's just the kind of God that we serve. He knows the ending before the beginning. And see, people think, once again, that God works in a mysterious way. No, no. God wants us to have knowledge. Don't you know when the Bible says, you know, a scripture very familiar with, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then the Bible says because they reject it. You know, that also includes spiritual knowledge. We reject spiritual knowledge. And because of that, people are being destroyed. Amen? See, we need to understand that one of the many works of the Holy Spirit is to warn us of danger. He warns us of danger. He warns us of what's to come. Once again, before it comes. That's one of his many roles. You know, as we continue to talk about the Holy Spirit in the future, I'm going to really get deep into those things that Jesus said that he came to do. Because most of the people remember he came to lead and guide us in all truth. He brings things out of remembrance. But there's a lot of other things that the Holy Spirit came to do to help us to elevate our spiritual growth. Are you all still with me? And like I said, one of the things he does is he came to warn us of danger. I want you to go to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. To warn us of danger. In other words, he lets us know what's to come, what's going to happen before it happens. To give us the opportunity to prepare for it so Satan will not get the best of us. Yeah, he might sneak up on you a little bit, but as long as I'm prepared, he's not going to get the best of me. Because I knew he was coming. Amen. And I knew what his plan was. To try to steal, kill, and destroy me. Are y'all still with me this morning? The lady in the midnight hour. God knows the truth. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20, verse 19. In Acts chapter 20, you know, the Apostle Paul, who had got converted on the road of Damascus, you know, he was spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the same people he used to work with was trying to kill him. Y'all still with me? And look at what he said here in chapter 20, verse number 19, giving his testimony. He said, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. In other words, they want to take him out because now he's not on their side anymore. See, sometimes you got to let some friends go. Y'all still with me this morning? For the sake of the call, you got to lay down your all. Amen? And the same people that used to pat you on the back, now they're talking behind your back. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. And look at what he said here. He says, and how I kept, look at what he said in verse 20. He says, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable to you, talking to Christians. And then he says, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house in house. He says, testifying both to the Jews and also in the Greeks, repentance toward God and toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 22 said, and now behold, look at what he said. Now behold, I go bound in the spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things shall befall me there. In other words, he says, and now I'm compelled by the spirit to go to Jerusalem. And then he says in verse 23, verse 22, he said, I don't know what's going to befall me there. He said, I can only know that in every city, somebody say every city, I'm reading from the NIV. He said, I can only know in every city, in Hawkeye, in Killeen, in Round Rock, in Austin, in Kansas City, wherever. He said, all I know in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardship that I'm going to be facing. King James says, I don't know, he said, but save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. What is the Apostle Paul saying? The Apostle Paul is saying that the Holy Spirit knows the future of what Satan is going to try to do to take me down. How many of you know he knows the future of what Satan is going to try to do to take you down? Because we know that the Bible says that God is not a respecter of person. And the same Holy Spirit that Paul is talking about is the same Holy Spirit that Jesus sent back to lead you and I into all truth. Are y'all still with me this morning? So one of his roles here is to lead us and warn us of danger before it happens. Before it happens. But once again, due to the lack of studying, due to the lack of reading, due to the lack of fasting, due to the lack of spending time getting to know him, as he's revealing to us, we don't hear his voice. Because we're too messed around, focused on the things of the world instead of the things of God. Are y'all still with me? Paul there is not talking about something that's going on in the present. He's talking about something that's going to happen in the future. And I mentioned last week, you know, God doesn't want us to just be stuck in the present. And definitely does not want us to stay in the past. He wants us to focus on what's to come. The future. Because some people, as I mentioned last week, are not focused on the future until it becomes the present. And then they start worrying about everything. Oh, I know I should have did. I should have. No, it's too late for you. You should have done it. That's right. You should have done it. Too late. I mean, Satan's already got his hands around your neck. Of course, you can still call on Jesus. But why let him put his fingerprints around your neck in the first place? Are y'all still with me this morning? See? We mentioned last week, Habakkuk chapter 2, the Bible's talked about the vision. You know, write it down, make it plain that he that read it can run with it. And then I mentioned the fact that the Bible says the vision is for an appointed time. That's the future. So we can't be stuck in the past. And a lot of people can't even make it to the present because they're stuck in the past. You better leave that past in the past. That's why God called it the past. You think I'm joking? That's a lost wife. People walking around looking like a grain of salt. Because they're looking at the past. Listen, you cannot go back to the past. If God wanted you to go back to the past, he'd have something guarding your back. The arm of God, there's no back piece. Are y'all still with me this morning? Because God's got your back. Trying to keep you from going back there. You ever had anybody standing behind you? You ever been in a traffic jam? You want to go in reverse and somebody behind you? I don't know why that fool don't get out of my way and let me go in reverse. No, you're not meant for you to go back. Meant for you to go forward. Are y'all still with me? Amen. God has a way of doing things that is above man. He has a way. The Bible tells us that his ways are above our what? Ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. Well, if God's ways, for those of you who are taking notes, that's Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. If God's ways are above our ways, and God's thoughts are above our thoughts, then how is it that we are supposed to know his ways and his thoughts? How are we going to know? Well, Christians, how many of you know that I'm glad that you asked that question? Because the way that we know God's ways and his thoughts is that he revealed them to us by the Holy Spirit and through his word. He reveals them to us by way of the Holy Spirit. That was one of Paul's prayers to the Christians in Ephesus. He prayed that they would receive the knowledge of God. Let's go there. I want to go there. I want you to see what I see. I want you to see what I see. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. The word of knowledge, we don't just make up stuff. We teach straight from the word. If it's in the word, then you see it. You know it. You have to be true, because you said this morning, the word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. Are you still with me this morning? Maybe in the midnight hour. See, the problem with church, let me tell you what the problem with church is, you know, what I have experienced. The problem with church is that, I can't say church, what a lot of churches is that the pastor stand up behind the pulpit. In many cases, I'm not putting nobody's pastor there because I don't know. They probably haven't even read or studied the Bible all week long. They're hanging out with the boys and the girls. And then they get behind the pulpit and just say something because they're trying to get through the message. People say, "You're right, Pastor. That's right. You go, Pastor." And they don't even know what he's talking about. That's why we need to get into the word for ourselves and find out what the word says, because the only thing that Satan is afraid of is the word of God. That's why when he tempted Jesus didn't, "Well, you know, I'm Jesus. And if you don't, you just don't know me. You must not know about me. You must not know about me." No. He said, "It is written." And how many of you know Satan knew Jesus was telling the truth, because Satan knows what is written. And when you tell him it's written, he can't. Now, we know y'all don't realize I'm in the fast lane this morning. Listen, we know he's a liar and the father lies, but if he lied to you and tell you it's not written, then you will not believe his lies if you've seen it written. But if you haven't seen it written, yeah, you're right, Satan. Maybe you're right. Maybe I am a loser. No, you're not a loser. You're a winner. Why? Because God is a winner. And the Bible says that God made us in his image, after his likeness. And if God is a winner, I'm going to be a winner. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. Ephesians, are you there yet? I'm not there yet. Amen. You know, amen, amen. Look at Paul's prayer for them. He prayed for them. He said here in verse number 16, talking to Christians at Ephesus. Christians all over the world. He's talking to Christians at Ephesus. He said in verse number 16, put the word "I" there. It makes it flow better if you have King James. He says, "I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my" what? He's praying for them, okay? "Making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you" what? "The spirit of" what? "Wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge" of who? "Him. That the eyes of your understanding," spiritual eyes, "being enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." You can read the rest of it later on. But he said, "Listen, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you that God may give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him. In other words, so you can know him. So you can know him. So if God wants me to have knowledge, how is it that he's holding secrets from me? It doesn't even make sense in the natural world. And people say it all the time. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. He's able to perform. And they got it from a song by a guy named William Keppel back in the 1600s. I don't know if y'all know it or not. Amen. Just a little history. You can go back and study it yourself. It's not in the Bible. They made it up from a song. See? God wants us to have knowledge. Because once again, the Bible tells us that's why people are destroyed for the lack of it. God wants us to have knowledge. We need to have the knowledge of God. And God's knowledge is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit and through his word. Amen? See? People don't worry about the future. Like I said, they worry about what's going on now or the past. And when they do want to know what the future is, I mentioned this last week, they go to the wrong people. They go to the fortune teller. They go to witchcraft. They go through Jane Gabby or David Pabby. But they go to the wrong people, ask these questions about the future. Don't you know that if you want to know the future, you need to go to the one who is the all-knowing one, the omniscient one. Because no one can tell you about you but God. Because God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows me better than I know myself. So no one can come and tell you more about yourself than God can. No one. But people go to the wrong people. And God speaks to us through his spirit. Listen, he speaks to us through dreams, through visions, any other kind of way he wants to speak to us. And listen to this. God can speak to you through a person whom he can trust. If someone has been interceding for you and you've been praying for something, God can reveal, especially when he knows our minds all clotted up, we can't hear what from the Holy Spirit, he can send a trustworthy person to you to give you that message. But notice what I said. Notice I said trustworthy. Because God's not going to tell anybody about your business. Because if you tell anybody, you put it on CNN News. So what I'm trying to say is this. God wants to reveal things to us so that we can receive the knowledge to prepare for things before Satan come to try to tear us apart. And right now we're focusing on he reveals it through the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me this morning? Through the Holy Spirit. He knows all things. All things, because he is God, and he is God all by himself. By the time I go through the fortune teller, it's too late. Satan's already there. You know, there's a story in the Bible in Daniel chapter 2. I'm not going to go there for the sake of time. And King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he brought in all the sorcerers and all the witchcraft and all those people. He said, listen, let me tell you something. I had this dream, and I don't know what it is, and I want you guys to reveal it to me. They was like, well, King, we can reveal it to you. They knew they couldn't. And King Nebuchadnezzar told him, he said, listen, now, if you reveal this dream to me, I'm going to bless you. But if you don't, I'm just paraphrasing. He said, I'm going to kill you. And then the guy said, well, King, the top guy, the Charlie in the Bible called it. The top guy said, well, you know, King, we really can reveal it to you. And then, listen to this. Daniel chapter 2, give you some homework for the weekend. And then King Nebuchadnezzar said, listen, he said, you just buying time. You know you can't do it. He said, you can't do it. You're buying time. Because you're buying time because you know if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you. You know what the Charlie, the top guy, I'm not talking about the little private. I'm talking about the general. You know what that general told King Nebuchadnezzar? He said, King, there's no man in this world that can interpret your dream. But how do you know the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie? And how many know he used a man of God? Someone who spent time praying. Someone who spent time studying. Someone who spent time reading the Torah. Someone who worshiped God regardless. Someone who didn't want to eat all the king's nasty food. He used Daniel. He used Daniel to reveal that dream. You tell me we don't serve a God who knows the future. That's why we need to go to him. And we want to know something, we need to go to God. And we need to do the things where we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know, most of the time when Christians talk about the Holy Spirit, they're talking about how they feel. Oh, I felt bumps. You're feeling goosebumps. Oh, that's the Holy Spirit. Oh, he all over me. No. It's much more to the Holy Spirit than that, Christians. Jesus sent him back to lead us and guide us into all truth. I've been fasting. I felt him. Listen, he's always with you. You mean you only feel him when you're fasting? What's going on? I tell you what's going on. We have that natural mindset when we should be focused spiritually. And that's what we need to do, is to elevate our spiritual growth by way of the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, or through the Word, by way of the Holy Spirit, however you want to say it. We have to stop playing physical church and start focusing on growing spiritually. Because the stronger we are spiritually, the better and clearer we can hear the voice of God when he's trying to speak to us. Are y'all still with me this morning? The Holy Spirit reveals things to us by the Spirit, your spirit. I'm talking about the new born again spirit. That's why I got to be I have to be led by the Spirit. If I'm led by the flesh, then I'm going to miss out on what he's saying to me. But listen to this. Once again, we must elevate our spiritual growth to receive what the Holy Spirit has already revealed to us by the Spirit. Already revealed. Not going to, already. See, I told you last week that when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Bible says we were renewed in knowledge. See, we were renewed in knowledge. Well, that's talking about spiritual knowledge. In other words, before you accepted Jesus, you might knew a few things from your school books. But once we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Bible says we were renewed in knowledge. I want to revisit that. Go to Colossians chapter 3. Renewed in knowledge. See, renewed in knowledge. I want to revisit that. See. Are y'all still with me this morning? I know I talk pretty fast. Some of y'all just visit. You probably say, that dude talk too fast, man. But you can go back to Facebook, the internet. You can look, you can listen to it again. Amen. Hallelujah. Our natural mindset sometimes tend to get in the way. But see, Christians, that's one of the reasons why the Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring things back to your remembrance, whatsoever Jesus said about you. He will remind you of who you are in Christ Jesus. He will remind you that you already have the victory. He will remind you that God is watching over you. He will remind you that, no, you're not that loser you think you are. You are a winner. He will remind you that Jesus said that all things are possible to those who believe. He will remind us of those things. When Satan is trying to get that chokehold, he will remind us that, come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He will remind us of what Jesus has already said. You saw it right there in John 14. He said the Holy Spirit will remind us of what things that Jesus had said. That's what we miss out on. People say he bring all things to my remembrance. No. You need to know what he's bringing to your remembrance. He's bringing to your remembrance the things that Jesus has said about you. He said, I just can't make it. No. He will remind you that the Word said you can do all things through Christ. I just can't pass that test. He reminds to tell you, count it all joy when you go through these trials and tribulations. knowing this, that the train of your faith work is what? Patience. The word, the Holy Spirit will remind us of that stuff. But he can't remind me of something if I don't have anything for him to remind me of. That's why I need to spend some time in God's word. Are y'all still with me this morning? Am I hurting anyone's ears? Am I causing headaches? Amen, because I'm loud. Amen, amen, amen. What did I tell you to go to Colossians, right? Look at what Paul is talking to the Christians at Colossae. I tell you, he just went all over the place talking to Christians. Amen. When he had that revelation knowledge on the road of Damascus, when Jesus converted him, Jesus said, I got some work for you to do, Paul. And how many of you know Paul did not stop working? He didn't stop working. He didn't say, well, I'm taking off today. It's raining outside. I'm not going to go talk to the Colossians today. No, that's not what he said. He continued to work. Look at what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3. He said here in verse number 9, I'll start there. He says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deed. In other words, you're a Christian now. And then he said in verse 10, and have put on what? The new man. Which is what? Renewed in what? Knowledge. After who? Did you see that? Paul is saying, listen, forget how you used to be. Now that you are in Christ Jesus, you become a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. So you don't need to focus on that old knowledge you used to have when you used to sing songs like, nobody know the trouble I've seen. No, you need to focus on the new knowledge to say, I'm victorious in Christ Jesus. Are y'all still with me? He said, you have put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge. How many of you know that's not talking about worldly knowledge? It's talking about spiritual knowledge. Because when the Bible talks about the new man, it's talking about the spirit man, not that old flesh. That's why the Bible tells us to present our bodies and renew our mind, get it in position so the spirit can lead. Because the Holy Spirit works with our spirit. Are y'all still with me? So he says, the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. And look at who is renewed after. The image of him that created him. Good God Almighty. And then he says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and where? In all. You tell me we don't serve a mighty God. Amen. So just looking at this scripture, I told you this last week. Good God, I know the word, because the word always just proves itself. Spiritually, I'm talking spiritually. Some of y'all going to say, no, that's not true. Spiritually, you know all things pertaining to God. Spiritually, not physically, not mentally, but spiritually. And the reason why you know all things is because the Holy Spirit, the one who knows God's will, God's way, has already revealed them to us by the Spirit. I'm going to prove it to you based on the word. Pastor, how you mean to tell me I know all things? Oh, yeah, spiritually you do. But the reason why we do not know that we know them spiritually is because we don't spend any time developing the Spirit. We focus on a natural mindset. Well, in my mind, I just feel like that's your problem. That's my problem, because the word is for me also. In my mind, get your mind out of the way unless it's renewed. And the mind needs to be renewed day by day, not just on Sunday. Well, praise the Lord, I renew my mind today. Guess what? What about tomorrow? Because there's a verse in the Bible that says the Spirit is renewed. What? So the Spirit is renewed day by day? Don't you think I should be renewing my mind day by day? Are y'all still with me this morning? Go to 1 John chapter 2. You are complete. You are complete. 1 John 2. Now just stay with me. Hey, amen. I know we looked at this last week, but I have to go to where I went last week to build up where I'm going to. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Hold on a second. It might be 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let me just make sure I got the right scripture here. No, 1 John. Say you're trying to mess my mind up. Y'all see how he messed, see how he's trying to do it to you? Can't touch my spirit, but he want to mess with my mind. Want to make me think that I didn't study. Amen. I was studying so that I self approved the work, but it needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Are you at 1 John chapter 2? Paul is talking to Christians here. He told them here in the verse number, let's start with verse 19. He says, they went out from us, you know, talking about people who pretend, said they was Christians, but they really wasn't. Amen. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would not doubt, they would no doubt, I know I'm reading fast. Let me slow down. Take a break for station identification. Amen. Okay. Verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. And then he says in verse 20, but. How many know when you see but in the Bible, you can forget about what you just read before that. He's talking about you as a child of God. He said, but you have an unction or anointing from the who? I like to see that word holy one. Karen, when I see holy one, I think about this song we used to sing, holy one. And I had them sopranos just going for like 20 minutes, you know, amen. From the holy one, and you know what? You know what? How much is all? Now he's talking from a spiritual perspective. Because the Bible tells us in another verse, when it comes to Jesus, that we are complete in him. Now, although we are complete in him, we still have to elevate our spirit. Man, we still have to feed our spirit like we feed the flesh. But he says, you know all things. All things. See? Well, all things spiritually because they have been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Spiritually, I'm talking Christians. You have to put on your spiritual hat to understand what I'm saying. Because if not, you're going to say, oh, that pastor don't know what he's talking about. He just made us. I don't know all things. I wish I knew all things. No. Spiritually, through the Holy Spirit, you know all things. You know, you have the knowledge of God. But we need to put the Spirit in the right place so he can receive what the Holy Spirit has already revealed to us. Have you ever been talking to someone and you're just talking? And they hear you, but they're not listening to you. And then you tell them, you know, I want you to go down the street here, go down W.S. Young and make a right turn on wherever, and then make two lefts and you want to be there. Okay. And then they get out there, they get lost. Because they hear what you say, but they were not listening to you. There's a difference between hearing and listening. Well, you told me to go left. What you going to say? You didn't listen. As the Holy Spirit is revealing to us, we're not listening. Why? Because we're focusing on the natural instead of the spiritual. We're talking about elevating spiritual growth. Are y'all still with me? This is a new year. It's not just a New Year's resolution. It's something we must do. We can't be the way we used to be. You know, we know that this pandemic that's still hanging around, when this thing hit, who expected it? And it just threw the world off course. But how many of you know that who knew it was coming? God did. Why? Because he's omniscient. He's the all-knowing God. He knows everything. And once again, people think God is holding things from us. They think he's working in mysterious ways. He's keeping secrets. And I've already mentioned this. If God is keeping secrets, why would he tell me that my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge if he's not going to reveal the knowledge to me? It does not make sense. That's not the kind of God we serve. Elementary school, elementary. You know, I know the answer to that test. And that girl, I can give it to you. Not girl, lady. I can give it to you. And she said, Pastor Ryan, can you just give me the answer to the test? I have it. You know, I know it's a secret to you because you don't know what it is. It's a mystery to you, but I have it. Well, give it to me. I can't give it to you. You know, you're going to be destroyed because you don't know it, but I have it.
What sense does that make?
Of course, he's smarter than I am. Amen. So God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Don't you think that he's trying to get it to us? In Hosea 4:6, it says, because they have rejected it. And we have been, as Christians, rejecting the spiritual knowledge that the Holy Spirit has been trying to reveal to us, or has already been revealed to us. Not going to, but already have. We reject it. Why? Because we don't understand God's will, and we don't understand God's ways, and we're not listening to the one who understands God. If there's anyone who understands God's will and God's way, it's the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. So if he understands, then I need to listen. I definitely don't understand, because his ways are above my ways, his thoughts are above my thoughts. The Bible tells us that. Are y'all still with me? God has to provide me the knowledge so I would not be destroyed if he tells me I'm being destroyed for lack of knowledge, because it's just the kind of God he is. He's not going to tell us we need something and don't provide it. Are y'all still with me? Has to provide it. And how many of you know he has already revealed it to us? And that's why the title of this message is called The Revealing Spirit. This is part two. Amen. I want you to go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And when you get there, say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Are y'all still with me this morning? Please don't take this as just another church message. This is about life. The word is about life. When you get there, say amen. I got to wait on this one. We got to see this. Amen, amen, amen. Talking about the word of God. This is what Satan is afraid of. He's not afraid of anything else. He doesn't care how long someone's been pastoring, or how loud they can speak in tongues. He don't care about that. Or how often you come to church. That's not what he's concerned about. Or whether a person can sing or lift their hands to the Lord. You know, he don't want you to do it, but that's not going to stop him. He don't want us to know any word. The word. This is what he's afraid of. Because the last time he saw the word, it beat him up on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Y'all still with me? 1 Corinthians. Paul is educating the Christians at Corinth. You know anything about the Christians at Corinth? They were just up, down, left, right, front, back. They didn't know what was going on. You know, people out of place in the church trying to tell. They just didn't know. The women were not taught anything, so they was trying to teach. And Paul said, keep them quiet. Let them stay home. Don't let them say anything. And people, because of the lack of study, they have misinterpreted the scripture. Say, women not supposed to preach in church. See, that's because they don't study. It had nothing to do with women preaching in church. It had something to do with the women was trying to usurp the authority over the man, and they had not been taught. It's scripture. But there are so many churches today in bondage. Women can't preach. They can't wear pants. They can't wear a hat. Where did they get that? That didn't come from the word. All that does is just put people in bondage and make people don't even want to go to church. I can wear my pants to Walmart. I can't wear them to the church. What kind of that? What's that? The Bible says, who the Son shall make free is free indeed. But Christians, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's religious teaching. And that's why the churches today are not filled, because people don't want to hear that mess. They want to be free. They want to know what the word says. They're trying to get close to Jesus. We want to be like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I get saved and then I'm worse off being saved than I was before. I might as well not get saved. Listen to church people, because they do not spend any time in the word. They read a verse. There it is. I told you. Amen, amen, amen. I'm losing my time. Chapter 2. I must have to have a part 3. So we know that the Apostle Paul was converted on the road of Damascus, right? In the book of Acts, chapter 9, I believe it is. It's in there somewhere around that time. And so he is educating these front, back, left, right Christians on what reality is according to the word. And look at what he said here. I want to start with verse number 1. He said here, he said, "And I, brethren," chapter 2, "when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." In other words, the Apostle Paul never walked with Jesus. He never walked with Jesus. He was converted. So a lot of the things that other people may have known, he didn't know these things. So he didn't go there trying to be like, "I'm Paul, and I was converted. Let me get you, you need to get your act together." No, he wanted them to know that he was humble, okay? He wanted them to know that I'm not one of those guys who know those all those long words, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. He said, "All I know is about Jesus Christ." Although we know Paul was a very smart guy, amen, you know, let's not misunderstand. And then he says in verse 2, "For I determined not to know anything among you except that Jesus Christ and him crucified." He didn't ask them about their background. What's your background? How long have you been saved? Do you speak? No, he wanted them to know that he knew Jesus. That's the most important thing. And sometimes we go witness to people. We want them to, you know, "I did this, and I no, I don't want to know about you." We need to tell them about Jesus. Jesus loves you. That's what they need to know. Y'all still with me? And look at what he said. He says, "And I was," verse 3, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." Now, there are different translations that talk about what happened there, but I believe Paul was just a little intimidated because of his experience on Damascus. He just didn't know a whole lot at that time. You know, this is what I believe. You can believe what you want, but I'm just, the Bible doesn't say that, but I'm just, this Ron chapter 8, verse 88. I want y'all to know, when I say it's me, I'm going to let you know what verse it is in me. Amen. I believe he was a little intimidated. That's what I believe. But let's go on. He says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the what? Spirit and of what? Power." Have you ever been around somebody that's trying to, what do you call it? When they try to impress you with their biblical words and knowledge? Paul said, "No, that wasn't me." He said, what I was talking to you about, I had to be led by the Holy Spirit. Y'all still with me? I'm just breaking this down for us. And then he said, "I did it that way," verse 5, "so that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of who? God." God said, the Bible says, have faith in who? God, not man. Because sometimes, many times we put our faith in man. No, please don't put no faith in me. Put your faith in God. Please don't put no faith in me, in God. And let's go on. And then he said, here we go. Verse 6, "Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are complete," King James says perfect, "yet," here we go, "not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of who? God, in what? A mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world until our glory." Now, I want to stop right there for a minute, because notice what Paul is saying he's speaking. He's saying here that they're speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery. Notice what he did not say. Notice he did not say that God works in mysterious ways. He said he's speaking the word to them in a mystery, and he is going to tell us why. The reason why he's speaking to them the word in a mystery is because they do not understand spiritual things. They don't understand. So he's speaking in a way that they don't understand. That's what he's talking about there. Okay? They don't understand. It's like Scooby-Doo, "Where are you?" They're always trying to solve the mystery. But once they know what the mystery is, it's not a mystery anymore, right? Because they solved it. Don't act like y'all don't know who Scooby-Doo is. Y'all just watch it every Saturday morning. Amen. Amen. So here we go. This is why he did it. I want to read verse 7 and 8 together because they go together. It said, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Good God Almighty. I'm telling you, if they knew Jesus was going to be resurrected and save your sins and mine, they would have tried to keep him alive as long as they could. It was a mystery to them what Jesus was going to do. You tell me we don't serve a great God. Satan don't know everything. That's why the Bible calls him a liar. let me know we serve an all-knowing God. And God always have a plan that's going to outdo what's plan Satan has. That's why the Holy Spirit tried to reveal it to us before Satan come and put his hands around our neck. Are y'all still with me? Here we go. Amen, 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 amen. But as it is written, it's what they say working mysterious ways. As it is written, the eye, somebody say eye, has not seen. The what? Ear have not heard. Neither have entered into the what? Heart of man. Talking natural. Listen. Oh, I got to put the Bible down for this. God, listen. It's talking about the natural part. The natural man. You, the natural. I mean, not you, you're a spiritual man, but natural. The eye haven't seen it. The ear haven't heard it. And it haven't even entered in the heart. Do you understand that? So while we're trying to figure it out with the eye, when the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, why are we trying to figure it out with the ear when the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, which means the five senses? Why are we trying, oh, my heart. Why are we focusing on the heart when the Bible says out of it flows the issues of life, and some of these issues we're doing in life, we better stop them from going into our heart. So the eye don't know. The ear don't know. Listen, I'm going to add another one. The nose don't know. But look at what the Bible says here. It says, look at verse 10. What's the first two words? I told you when you see but God, you forget everything you just read. It said, but God. Did what? Did what? Does that mean, did it say it's going to? Does that say that he might do it if he feel like it? Does that say that you got to stand on your head and spin around five times for him to do it? It said, but God hath revealed. Hath means already done. For God hath revealed them. Y'all see that, right? Them what? The things that are mystery to the people who don't know, who's trying to see it with their eyes and their ears and their heart and their nose and their feet and their hands and anything else you want to add in there. Amen. He said, but God has revealed them. And to who? Who's us? Who's Paul talking to? Christians. For God has revealed them unto us by the who? By the who? Y'all talk to me. By the who? Notice that word spiritual is a capital S. That's talking about who? The Holy Spirit. The Bible says, well, God has revealed them to us by the Spirit for, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Look at Satan trying to cause me to, for the what? Spirit searches what? All things. Yea, the what? Deep things of who? God. God, what you want me to tell them? God, what you want them to know? What do you want me to reveal to them now? What do you want, God? God, you know, God, what are you? God, Spirit searching for you. The one that Jesus Christ sent back to lead us and guide us into all truth is searching answers for you and for me so we can prepare ourselves for Satan's attacks before they come. But wait a minute. We're not doing it yet. I have a minute and 35 seconds. Listen to this. And then the Bible says here, it says, for what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. In other words, no man don't know the things of God, but the spirit knows the things of God, the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Do y'all see that? Everything you need is found in the Word. Now, we have not received the spirit of the world. Why not? Because we had the spirit of the world before we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the Bible says, you know, if any man is in Christ, he become a new creature. That means you receive a new spirit, a new born-again spirit, where now you can be reunited back to God. So you didn't receive, when you accepted, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, save me in Jesus' name. You didn't receive the same old spirit that you already had. You already have it. What do you need to receive it for? But we received a new spirit. That's what being born again is all about. Christian, it's not about the natural. It's about the spirit. That's why the Bible says we battle against flesh and blood, principalities, powers, rules of the darkness of this world. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual warfare. I'll sum it up for you. Spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a spiritual warfare battle. Not to see, who can outdo each other in the church. It's spiritual warfare. And Satan, he don't only work on Sundays. He works every day. I'm almost done. Y'all stay with me. Amen. 00 is blinking back there. Amen. Tell them 00. I said, hold on. I'm almost done. Amen. So look, once again, we did not receive the spirit of the world, verse 12, but the spirit which is of who? God, so that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. I'm almost done. Verse 13 says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with what? Spiritual. Now, this is the verse 14. He says, but the natural man, the one who's not spiritually focused, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness unto him. Neither can he what? Know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct us? But we have the mind of Christ. That's why we need to develop it. That's why the Bible says, present your body and renew your mind so the mind can line up with the mind of Christ. Christian, stand to your feet. I'm here to tell you this morning that you need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Everything that you need is already on in the inside of you. I've mentioned to you many times. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the full package. You receive everything you need. If as Christians, if we needed anything else, Jesus would still be down here on earth. But when Jesus finished his mission on earth, he said, it is finished. And he went to sit on the right-hand side of the Father, and he sent the Holy Spirit back to remind us that it is finished. To remind us that Jesus is Lord. To remind us that we do not have to wait to die to be victorious. We can be victorious right here in this earth today. To remind us that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. To remind us that we can do all things through Christ. To remind us that God does not want us to be ignorant of the things of God. He does not want us to be ignorant of the things of Satan. He wants us to receive knowledge. Because if we know what's going to happen before it comes, when we know what Satan's plan of attack is, we can prepare ourselves, number one, by putting on the whole armor of God to fight that faith fight. Number two, Jesus reminds us of who we are in Christ Jesus. Number three, we will know what God's plan is for our life. Listen to this, for that particular situation. That's why we said, Father, what do you want me to do? God, I know what all my friends want me to do, and people saying that if I was you, I'd do this, and they wouldn't do it. God, what do you want me to do? And when we ask God, we saw a scripture last week in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 1 to 3. If we don't know, just ask God. And he will reveal it to us. Why? Because it's already been revealed. When we, Christians, when we tap in to God's greatness, what we are doing is we are opening the door to receive what the Holy Spirit has already revealed. Picture this, and I'm closing. Picture yourself outside of a door. And let's say that, name something you like. It's anything. Name something that you like a lot. Whatever. Yeah, amen. Like, it's taking too long. $1 million. Amen. 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 He's like $1 million. It's almost like someone has placed $1 million outside their door for you. You know, there's always got to be money. Anyway, amen. So somebody placed $1 million outside the door for you, and it's already in place. It's already in place. And the only thing that's stopping it from getting to you is the door. And once you open that door, you don't have to wait for the truck to come. It starts pouring in. That's the way the Holy Spirit works in your life. Amen. Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy.